This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Recording Academy has announced nominations for the next Grammy Awards, and at the top of the list is Kanye West. He's up for 10 awards, including one for Album of the Year for The College Dropout, Song of the Year for Jesus Walks, and Best New Artist. Day to Day producer Christopher Johnson has this profile of Kanye West.
Lots of rap artists boast about how young they were when they first started honing their craft. Some rappers claim it was in their college dorms. Others describe rhyming with their friends in the junior high cafeteria. Kanye West might have gotten the jump on all of them. West brags he was writing rap lyrics in his Chicago hometown before he turned 10 years old. And if that's true, his early start prepared West for a series of big successes before his 27th birthday last June. Kanye West's first break came not as a rapper, but as a hip-hop producer. 4 years ago, he created the track for Jay-Z's song, This Can't Be Life. That work got West a deal with Jay-Z's label Rockefeller to produce and rap on his own album. West spared no time in turning out hits, including the popular single he rapped with artist Twista called Slow Jams.
Oh man, I swear she fine, home. Why she always lying, oh? Telling me them diamonds when she know they rhyme. She got a light-skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. Got a dark-skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. I play ready for the world, she was ready for some action. My dog.
Kanye West had proven himself a strong producer and lyricist. He would need a different kind of strength to deal with his next big challenge. In 2002, West was in a near-fatal car accident. His jaw was wired shut, a circumstance that could seriously stall a young rapper's rising career. But West turned that near tragedy into song. Barely able to open his mouth, West rapped the single Through the Wire.
In the same hospital where Biggie Smalls died, the doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV, and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man.
I really apologize to everyone right now if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw.
Throughout his recovery, Kanye West continued to record. This year, he released his album The College Dropout, a title that points to West's decision to leave art school and make music. That record debuted at number 2 on the Billboard Pop Album charts. Part of that record's appeal is the way West reaches into the musical past, according to Andrew Parks, a writer for the music magazine Herb.
Kanye West's music is very soulful, has a lot of roots in like classic soul records and R&B records, and he's reaching people in a different way because a lot of very popular hip-hop in the last couple of years hasn't had that sort of sound.
Oh, when it all,
Parks says West also won fans by rhyming about something uncommon in popular rap, self-criticism. In the song All Falls Down, West issues a critique of the materialism he sees among blacks, in rap music, and beyond. Parks explains that the song is powerful because West does not exempt himself.
At first, you see the guy who's got the expensive clothes, the expensive jewelry and all that, and fulfills a lot of those cliches of a hip-hop artist. But if you're really listening, he's saying, you know, yes, I can be that way, but I'm only doing it because I'm self-conscious, so are the rest of you. And just making such a simple point that we all know reaches a lot of people because everyone's waiting for someone to actually admit that.
At the Grammy Awards this February, Kanye West will find out if all his honesty has earned him a place in music recording history. For Day to Day, I'm Christopher Johnson.
We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside, because they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering with a ball.